Okay, gentlemen, I'm going to start like this. We said we're going to start a little bit of that gutter tonight, and I just was sitting and learning with my brother-in-law. We're learning the following. It says in the pasuk, "Vayamahu yeh Hashem echad u'shmo yechad." One day, mitzvah is going to be what? "Vayamahu yeh Hashem echad u'shmo yechad." One day, his name is going to be what? It's going to be yeh. We're going to take the cave, okay? He's going to turn into what? Into the name yeh. The lashon of osid, lashon of future. That's what the pasuk means. That's one way to attach the pasuk. In the beginning of the Haggadah, we have 15 simonim. That was one. Good, you almost caught me. That's 15. There are 15 different simonim in the beginning of the Haggadah. There are also 15 of the what? Of the kama malis tibis lamakam alenu. Yeah, we don't have to sing so many, right? So all those kama malis tibis, there are 15 of them. In the beginning of the Haggadah, there are 15. In the end of the Haggadah, there are 15, meaning in the Magid. So there are 15 simonim and 15 malis tibis. Those are the keneged what? The shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The yud and a hey together is 15. And at the end of the day, Hashem's name is not going to just be yud and a hey. It's going to be a yiyah, which is double time. So that's why it says that what? It's very interesting. The pasuk says, hey, that we say in davening, for those that daven, so sorry, hein go'alti eschem achiris kireshis. The beginning of Hashem's name is yud hey, right? The end of Hashem's name is vav, and then another hey. So the end of the name, the achiris, will be like the rishis. The vav hey will turn into a yud hey. So we see that what? There's a musig in the Haggadah that what? That one day, we were talking about last night, the shir last night was all about the fact that what? That there's an inyan of geula. And that the inyan of the geula is that we're, Emir Tashem, we're going to see that the Leil HaSeder is not just about the geula that we're talking about leaving Mitzrayim. Kol echad ve'echad in his own shver bitter matzav. And we also said kodesh shel aliyo and everything else that's included with the kodesh shel aliyo. All the different musagim of geula, the inyan of Mashiach Tzidkenu b'mehera b'yameinu is also nichlal into that Haggadah. So therefore, the yud hey in the beginning of that Haggadah, the 15 of the starim of the seder advarim of kadosh urchatz, and then the 15 the what, the 15 of the kama malas tevis lemakam aleinu, all those together are 30, which are the yud, the which is the gematria of the word yiyah. So Kadosh Baruch Hu's name is what is mamish nichlal into the what will be eventually, because the inyan of the geula is eventually here also. That's tonight's Hakdama to start off for what we were finishing with last time. The Be'etim, the Inyan Haggadah, starts off with the Musaq of what? Of Geula Asida, not just the Geula of Geulas Mitzrayim. Okay. We'll start a little bit like this. In the Simonim, we say Kadesh Urchatz. Now, very interesting that there's a Vav there by the Kadesh Urchatz. Wow, I think we have a Chosh of a guest joining. Besides my good friend Tzuli, we have also Sammy Weingarten, Ritz Hashem. Sammy, Shalom Aleichem. So the mice we have like this, we have Kadesh Urchatz. When we speak out the Kadesh Urchatz, we speak out all the simonim, we also add the Vav. Why are we adding a Vav? Kadesh, why Urchatz? Kadesh, Rochza, right? Or say Rochatz. What's Kadesh Urchatz? Karpas. It doesn't say Ukarpas. It doesn't say Uyachatz, Umagi. Well, what's the Vav by Kadesh Urchatz? Why Urchatz? That's the first R. Also, Lamaisi, you would never have this ha'ara unless what? Unless you sang together all the what's it called? All the simanim together, because then you wouldn't have a vav. It wouldn't be connected. There's kaddish, and then there's now you wash your hands. That's rochta. It's another rochta, just like the rochta later on. So the urchatz is from the fact that it's what simanim, connecting them together. So kaddish goes together with urchatz. Now, if we think about it for a second, we have a pasuk in the Torah says like this: Sur meira va'asei tov. Chazal say that what? First, the person's supposed to get rid of his what? First, the person's supposed to get rid of the ra. Supposed to work on what? Lessening of eras. And then he can do aseh tov. Over here, we see what? We see pumfaket. See something very interesting. It's pumfaket. Why is it pumfaket? It says kaddish. First is a kedusha. And then there's a urchatz. Then there's a washing, getting rid of what? Getting rid of the tumma. Why is it faket? So it's a very, very, you say this thing, a musag of Pesach, that's very different than all the other holidays and really basically different than everything else. We spoke about it in the previous year that we were discussing the inyan of chiddush, that the inyan of Yetzias Mitzrayim brings in a chiddush. HaChiddush Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodesh, and Mitzvah Shem, tomorrow is what is Erev Rosh Chodesh, the Rosh is fasting, the Rosh is davening. Tefillas Yom Kippur Katan. There's a lot of things going on. Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. A lot of things going on in Klal Yisrael tomorrow. Mitzvah Shem Shabbat Teka Chiddush. V'Naya Zman Naya Tkufa and new Ischadshus and life for everybody. But the Ma'aser was saying that what there's a matzav of Chiddush. Things are changing. So over here also by Kaddish Urchatz, I think that the Yisrael is also the Inyan of change. Why is it the Inyan of change? It's like the beginning. It's a Leida. Klal Yisrael starting anew. A new year. We're starting anew. Let's even look at a Leida for a second. You have a child that's concepted. Yeah, you have a child that's right now needs 9 months in utero. Needs 9 months. What is he doing there for 9 months? What do you mean? He's living it up. 9 months. He has the malach, the best chavusa ever. Nobody's bothering him. He has all the nutrients that he needs. Parnasa ad ein shir. And no one knows whether he's wearing a Ferragamo belt or not. I don't think that belt is called Ferragamo, but anyways, Lamaisa's got a long belt there. And what else does the guy need? He doesn't need shoes. Over there, they don't wear shoes. The kids are, the guy has got everything that he needs from A to Z, and he's got a malach. The malach teaches him kol ha'tarakula. After the malach teaches him kol ha'tarakula, the malach gives him azal. And then Lamaisa, what happens? It's all done. And that's how we have this little thing over here. What's that, Kapshan? Malach just taught him kol ha'tarakula, and now the malach's taking away kol ha'tarakula. Like, either teach it to me or don't teach it to me. Or what? Or like the cut to the chase. What's that kind of word? So Alice Farm, everybody talks about this. Lamais, the only way for us to have any shaykhs to Torah. Torah is a mamish adin shir, is rechava min yam. It's not shaykh, it's dvar Hashem. How are we, chaymer, gashmi, is supposed to understand the Torah? It's taka not shaykh. How are we supposed to finish a gansa seder moye? Is taka shaykh for a yid, the regular person to finish a gansa seder tomorrow? No. Elo, how does it happen? It happens from the fact that the malach taught you everything. And therefore, the Maisa, everything is within our capabilities. All six of them are in our capabilities. We can back up in the Shas, we can finish whatever we want, we can learn Kol HaTarakula. Why? Because it's Be'etzim in our what? It's Be'etzim in our psyche. It's in our what? It's in the back, it's in the backbone of our back. It's in the behind in the back of our brains. It's all there. The Shailiz is bring it to the forefront. The Goin says that what? That every single person doesn't learn Kol HaTarakula, but he learns whatever he's going to learn. Meaning, whatever Shaykh you learn in your lifetime, the Malach gave it to you. So we see that there's a musa gavur of a Kadosh Baruch Hu doing it like that. Why does he do it like that? Because certain things are unattainable. Certain things are just not shaykh. How is it shaykh for us to have the amunah and a Kadosh Baruch Hu? How is it shaykh for us to have this musa gavur of gaining from the ganze sipur of Yetzias Mitzrayim? It's only a sipur. How are we supposed to get amunah from it? So Kadosh Baruch Hu be'etzim, what does he do? Pesach starts with the Kaddish. The musa of us becoming an ish Kaddish, it's no longer a sur meirah, v'asitev. First, it comes with what's called the Bechina of Shabbos, which we'll discuss in a second. It comes with Bechina of Kedusha. First, an Inyan of Kedusha. First, Asay Tov. First, Kadosh Baruch Hu zaps us with Kedusha. And only afterwards do we do the Urchatz. Do we get rid of everything else. That's the Musaq that we're seeing over here. That's the Musaq that we're seeing over here by what's called by the Inyan of Kaddish. First, Kaddish, and then Urchatz. Let's think even further for a second. Pesach, it says that when it comes to Sefiras HaOmer, what does a person have to do? We have to count. Sheva Shabbos Tzmimus Tiena. When do we count? We start counting from what? From Shabbos, from Motzei Shabbos. So why does the pasuk say we count from Motzei Shabbos? It's not Motzei Shabbos. It's Motzei Pesach. That's why there's a whole machlekes between the what? Between the Karaites and us, whether or not it's Taka Sunday or it's Taka from the second day of Pesach. So why does the Taka say Shabbos? Because the Indian of Shabbos is that Shabbos comes every seventh day, whether you like it or you don't like it. If you're in the middle of the Midbar and you don't even know when Shabbos is, you count till seven, seven becomes Shabbos. Seven is Shabbos. You don't have to bring it in. It's automatic. It has nothing to do with what we do. It's a present. It's a matana min hashamayim. Here too, Pesach, mimachras haShabbos, that we're counting Sfira from that Motzei Pesach. Motzei Pesach is called Motzei Shabbos. You know why? Because every other holiday is all based on what? Based on how we bring in the holiday. Based on the fact that what? That we're Kovei the Chadash. Like the Gemara says, Lakel Gomer Alai, we're the ones who shell back the Chadashim. We're the ones who make the Yom Tevye. But by Pesach is not like that. Pesach is called the Surusa de Leila, because Baruch Hu gives us the Shefa from the Mala. Pesach is called the Inyan of Kedusha. First is the Kedusha, and then is the Sur Meira. That's why what's Sfira Sa'imer all about? Sfira Sa'imer preparing us for Shavuos. Right? They say that what? The Ramban says that Pesach is in the beginning, Shavuos is at the end, in the middle is like what? It's like Chalamayit. These days are what? Are the days to prepare. Meaning, first you get Pesach, you get zapped with the Inyan of Kedusha, an ability to come close to Kadosh Baruch Hu, to have a munah na Kadosh Baruch Hu, to be ready for the Aseres HaDibros of Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. Afterwards comes Urchatz, which means our avodah. Afterwards comes the Sefiras HaOmer, which is our avodah. We all look at throughout Sefiras HaOmer, all the different spheres and all the different midos we're working on every day. We're trying to work on the different midas. There, Avraham Vishmaya Kinyanei Atayra. We're working on these midas. We just got Kol HaTorah Kula. Yes. First you get Kol HaTorah Kula, and then you work on it. So the Inyan of Pesach is really what? It's the Musik of Shabbos. The Musik of getting everything in one shot. And then there's the Urchatz. So I saw this is Ma'am, really nice. I saw first it's Kaddish, and then there's the Vav of the Vav Yomim of Chol. And in the Vav Yomim of Chol, you work on the Urchatz. So Pesach is the Inyan of Kedusha, which is the beginning. The Vav is now the Chol, is the Yimei Chol, that after you get the Kedusha, in the Yimei Chol, you can work on building and getting that Inyan of Kedusha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not expect you to do anything that's not within your power. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects you to work on gaining Torah, which you see by Leda, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you first Kol HaTorah Kula and then go work on it. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to work on the Inyan of Emunah by Pesach, first he gives you a zap of Kedusha and then he says, okay, now go work on it with the Urchatz. It always comes with what? With a prelude of a what? Of a package of HaKadosh Baruch Hu packaging us with everything that we should possibly do. That's the Musa of what? Of Kaddish Urchatz. Also very interesting, the Kaddish Urchatz in Gematria is Taka Shabbos. In Shlomaisa, you see that what? That the Inyan of Kaddish Urchatz is this Inyan, Kaddish and Rochatz together is the Musa of what? Of, is the same Gematria of Shabbos. Because Shlomaisa, that's the Bechina of Shabbos. Shabbos comes, and then afterwards you have to what? You have to take that Shabbos and work further during the week. You have to take from the Shabbos and bring it into your Bach. That's the Musa of what? That's the Musa of Kaddish and Rochatz. One more thing that I saw in terms of what, in terms of Urchatz, we say by laning, by when we bring out the Sefer Torah, by Brich Shemei, we say what? We say, Bein Ana Rochitz. Bein Ana Rochitz means we should bring our belief in you. Bitachon we should have in you. So the lashon of what? Of Bitachon is Rochitz. So first is the Inyan of Kedusha. And once is the Inyan of Kedusha, we have the ability to have Bitachon and Amun and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Fine. That's the Inyan of Kedusha. One more neguda. Hashtahacha l'shana abo b'nei chayrin. We keep mentioning that what? We keep mentioning that the Inyan of Agada is really not only Yitzia of this Mitzrayim, but it's Yitzia of what? Of Mitzrayim forever. It's Yitzia of every Mitzrayim, for every Mitzar, from every place that a person can be. And it's a Mitzar of the Yam. We mentioned by what? We mentioned by the Inyan of Chodesh Adar, that Haman wanted to hang Mordechai in a tree of 50 Amos, which is also the Inyan of Yam. So that's the name of Mordechai, Derech Yam. That's 50. So here too, by what? By what's it called? By the Inyan of the Shana Abba B'nei Chayrin. Also, we have the Inyan of us coming to what? To coming to see that there's a new Inyan of Geula. The Geula continues on by. Okay, moving right along. So that's the Inyan of the Bitachon. Okay, now I want to mention the Inyan of Karpas. Karpas, very interesting to Muslim. We're taking what? We're taking this vegetable. And we're dipping it in salt water. And we say by the Ma'an Shana that there's twice in this Seder that we're going to end up doing what's called, even though we don't even get there yet, but that's one of the reasons that we're making the kids cast. Yeah. So the Ma'an Shana, we're coming to the Inyan of what? Of dipping. We dip twice. What's this Musuk of dipping twice? What was dipping twice? What does this have to do with us? What is the Inyan of Karpas? Why is it called Karpas? So the name Karpas, let's first start with this. The name Karpas could really be broken down. How could it be broken down? Karpas could be Samach, Perach. Samach could be what? 60. 60 perach means the 60 of hard work, right? But etzem, there are 63 mesechtas, but really obus is by itself, and baba kama, baba basa, and baba matziah can really look at one. So therefore, there's really what? There's really 60 mesechtas. So really, if you look at the 60 mesechtas, obus is really just hakdama to the ganze shas, because a person needs to need this tavis. So b'kitzur, there are 60 mesechtas. 60 is the samach, and then perach, the hard work. We all know that the famous Midrash says that what? That if a person wants to what? The person wants to be to not have Shibin Machis, says the Mishnah Novice. If a person wants to get away from Shibin Machis, what does he have to do? He's makabel on himself Ol Torah. If a person has Ol Torah, he won't have Shibin Machis. So what's Karpas? Karpas is if you take upon yourself the Samach, what's it called? The Samach Masechtas, and that's your Perach, that's your hard work. If you're going to use your hard work to learn in Torah, you're not going to have Shibin Machis. You're not going to have any problems. And listen to this. That's why Karpas, the bracha on the Karpas, patters the maror. Maror is what? Is bitter herbs, bitter times. If you'll do Karpas, if you'll learn Torah, if you'll accept Samach Masechtas, and you'll accept the Inyan of what? Of the Samach, and that will be where your hard work is. If you accept that as your hard work, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you don't have to what? There's no Shibin Machis, you don't have to have the maror. Interessant, Lamaisa, this is the famous Medrash that I always like to talk about. The Medrash says that what? The Pasuk says that Klal Yisrael were what? We're stuck with Chimer, Uvilvenim, Uvachol Avoida Basodeh. So the Gemara says, the Medrash says, what's Chimer? Chimer is Kal V'Chimer. What's Levenim? That's Liban Alacha. And what's Kol Avoida Basodeh? All the different what? All the different Zer Shavas and all the different Levenim. The Maisa, the Medrash itself says that Levi was not part of the Sheba. If Levi wasn't part of the Sheba, says asks Rabban, I think Rabban probably asks the Shaila. If Levi wasn't part of the Shibud, say how was the how were they zeichet to Teirat? The Gemara says that what all those that went through the Shibud were zeichet to Teirat. So Levi didn't have a Shibud. Levi was free from the Shibud. So Rabban brings this Medrash. This Medrash explains like this: there are two types of Shibudim. A person can have either a Shibud of Avoidas Perach to work hard, or a person can have the Avoidas Perach of Teirat. Levi, what were they doing? They were Isaac and Teirat in Mitzrayim. So it doesn't matter. One who could be Isaac in Malacha of Avoidas Perach of Mamish backbreaking labor, he'll be Zeichet to the Teirah. That's what the Gemara says. Only those that were what that were in slavery were Zeichet to the Teirah. Also, when it comes to what Avoidas Perach of what of Teirah, a person who does the Samech Masefes, he's also Zeichet. So that's the Chari Rebbein's Vara when it comes to what when it comes to the Indian of what the Indian of Yitzis Mitzrayim. If a person wants to be Zeichet to be Potter from Maror, he can either learn. If a person wants to be Zeichet to what the Indian of Teirah, he could either learn or do the Avoda. It's our choice. So that's the one Indian of Kairos. That's one thing I always like to say over. But this year I want to say over something a little bit different. The Maisis is also something that's very dear to me. My cousin of mine, actually my wife's cousin, but a cousin of mine, the Chanan Septimus, put out a Haggadah from Ramat Yisrael Solomon. It's kedai to see. It's one of the last shtickles, one of the last ma'amorim over there, where Ramat Yisrael puts out a very, very interesting Nekuda. He says like this. He says that, like we've been saying till now, that the Indian of Geula of the Haggadah is not just the Gula of Mitzrayim, rather it's a Gula of Lasid Lovoy, Ala Gulas, Mashiach Tekinu, Rameh Rameh, Ala Gulas. So if it's all about all the Gulas, then how come there's no Remez in the Haggadah? So first of all, we've already discussed that there are Remozim. You already read Elio Anovi. What do we say? Lashana Abab and Echirin. We say, well, Lashana Abab Yushalayim. We are constantly being Merame. So there is an episode, a little bit of Remez. So Rabbi Matisya over there wants to say that he has what? He has more of a remnant. He wants to bring the Maisa Hashem. There's a Haggadah called Maisa Hashem. And in the Haggadah called Maisa Hashem, over there, he brings down the Nakuda that these two dippings are exactly the Inyan of Geula and the Inyan of what? Of the Golos. Let's start with the first dipping. The first dipping is we take what? We take Karpas and we dip it in. Now, what's this Karpas? What's this dipping in? So it's very interesting because I'll even bring it to you like this. I'll ask the Kash like this. Rabbi Matisya brings the Shem Rabbi Chana. Rabbi Chanan asks that throughout history, there's been this mishigas called blood libels, which means that what? That the Yidden kill Goyim, they take the blood, then they use it for their matzahs. Now, number one, the Yidden killing Goyim, first of all, mechitesi, why punk that? And vayter, we take the blood and we use it punk in Pesach. Maybe we should use it for the red candles that some of the kids light, Hanukkah candles. Maybe those are, that's the blood of the Goyim. Why punk Pesach? Did it get this what? This musig of Alilas down. And Rabbi Chanan, in very short words, says, you know why there's this blood libel on Klal Yisrael? Because there's something called Vayitbalu Esaktenis Badam. The Pasuk says that what? That the brothers took Yosef Tzadik's Ktenis, they shtuked it into the blood, and they brought it back to their father, and they said, look what happened. Our brother Yosef was eaten up. He was eaten, he's bloody, he's gone. So Rabbi Chanan wants to say that what? That the Musa Gavod of this Alilas Dam comes from what? Mita Keneged Mita. Klal Yisrael were spilling blood for nothing. That's what they were doing with Yosef. That's the Avera of Dam. And therefore, Klal Yisrael get back. We'll meet the Indian of Dam, the Indian of the blood libels. So says Rav Matisyahu that he says the same to Maisa Hashem, and even further, even earlier, either earlier in Macarius, that this is the Musag of what? Of why Klal Yisrael end up in Golos. Why do we end up in Golos? Because of Sinas Chinam. I don't need to even continue now. The reason why we're sitting without a base of Mikdash is because the second base of Mikdash was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam. He brings over there that what? That the Chafetz Chaim said if it would be a matter of money, we'd be able to build the Beis HaMikdash in a matter of seconds. It wouldn't take that much. You put a GoFundMe page, it would be over. No problem. We'd make a Beis HaMikdash. It's not about money. It's about the fact that what? That we have a problem with Sinas Chinam. Sinas Chinam destroyed the second Beis HaMikdash, and until we're mistaking that, it's not going to happen. So the Inyan of Vayitbulus Adam, Vayitbulus Akhtanis Badam, is the Inyan of what? Is the Inyan of the first dipping in the beginning of the Haggadah. In the beginning of the Haggadah by Kaifas, right before we start to see Rabbi Jesus' time, that we are saying that we are right now. That we are right now an Eved of Mitzrayim. That Eved of Mitzrayim, that Shibud, that Golos, is because of the fact that we've dipped. How does it come out? So at the end, what do we do? we take agudas ezer. If it says in the pasuk that word, v'tabaltem b'dam asher basaf, you dip it in, and what's agudas ezer? Aguda means v'yu kulam aguda achas. That's when Klal Yisrael come together. So the musag of what? The musag in the beginning of the agada of the one dipping is the musag of what? Of the galus, and the dipping at the end is the musag of the galuba. That's exactly what's happening over here. Now, Lamaisa, why is it called karpas? So it's interesting. In the Megillah, we had this lashon. Chur, karpas, utcheles. Those were different types of begadim. It was the beged of Yesi. There was a chosh of a beged. That's why it's called karpas over here, because the beged was dipped. You see that what? This musig of what? Of dipping the beged into the dam is the exact dipping of why we dip in the beginning of the Agadah. That dipping in the beginning of the Agadah is the musig of what? Is musig of Yesi. And the dipping at the end of that Agadah is the geula of that Gudas Ezer, of bringing it all together. And that's the Chur Karpas Utchelis. It's very interesting because Lamaisa, we've mentioned this pasuk just, we mentioned this just earlier. We were talking about the Inyan of what? Ki ata solchan Yisrael u'machalan l'shivtei Yishurin. Remember, we were talking about the Inyan of Ravtsan. We were talking about the Inyan of Chodesh Nisan. Nisan ends with the letter Nun. Nun is what? Nun is all about that things are constant. Ravtsan is an animal that keeps falling. Kabtsan, right? We said that's what we said. So we said Solchan and Mechalan were two lashonis that we use what in davening, by what by Yom Noroim, that there's a slicha and a mechila and it's a constant slicha and mechila. What's a slicha and mechila for? So it's interesting. The lashon is Umachalan l'shivtei Yeshurun. It's the only time that we speak about the union of shivtei Yeshurun, the shvatim of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Why do you need a machalan of shivtei Yeshurun? Because the mice you see right here, Klal Yisrael is battered by this what by this one avera that they did. This one avera that Klal Yisrael sells Yesiv HaTzadik away, that avera is what? Is that what sends Klal Yisrael into Golus? That's why what? That's why when we come into the union of Golus, the first night, the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim, that we're showing ourselves that we're in Golus, that's the dipping into the, what's it called? Dipping into the salt water. This is the Meshech Chachma's Diyuk. Of Machlan L'Shiftei Yeshurin. The first place that we ever discussed this, the only place we ever discussed. The avera of Shiftei Yeshurin, the fact that all the brothers took Yesiv HaTzadik's tainus, dipped it into the blood. And that's the Inyan of what? Of Shifti Yeshurun. That's the Inyan of what? Of that Mechila that Shifti Yeshurun need. Because what did Shifti Yeshurun do? They ended up going into Golos because they lacked the Avas Chinam, the Sinas Chinam that they had towards their brothers. That's what? That's the Inyan of the Dam Asher Basaf. And now, what does this come to? Where does this come to Pesach? What does Pesach have to do with the Gula, Sida? What does it have to do with what? What does it have to do? We were saying before that Lamaisa, we see that the dipping of the tainus and the dipping of the salt water all have an Indian of what? Of gula, asida. So I remember when I was a kid, they were very makbid at the table always to have eggs. Eggs on Pesach, you have eggs at the Seder, you dip the salt water in the eggs. And I was always wondering throughout the years, Abu Shtetas, where is it? Where is it brought? So some say it's connected to a Chagida. Some say different shot. Abu Lamai said, it doesn't say anything in Agada. Where does it come from? And maybe it's Hungarian, what's it called? Hungarian thing. But Lamai said, it goes like this. The Maisa, we know that what? That every Leil Pesach also turns into what? Turns into Leil Tishah. This year, Pesach Mitzvah is going to be what? It's going to be on Wednesday night. And the Mitzvah this year will not be Tishah B'Av on Wednesday night. This year, Mitzvah on Wednesday night, come in the middle of the summer, we'll be celebrating the Inyan that what? That we're past this, that we have the Avas Chinam. Now, Klal Yisrael is in a big rut, and Klal Yisrael is all what? Trying together to put together for everybody else. Kimcha de Pischa in the middle of what? In the middle of a rut. And the Maisa, yeah, they're doing it anyway. Why? Because that's the Inyan that Klal Yisrael is. So here you see the what? The Inyan of Pesach is the Inyan of what? Is the Inyan of Golus. That's the Inyan of dipping into the salt water in the beginning by the Karpas. Karpas is the Beged of Yesef. That's what we said. Chur Karpas is the Pesach. So you see the Musag of what? Of dipping, that's the Inyan of Golus. And we see that at the end, it's the Inyan of coming out. Why is this mentioned on this night? Because this night is the night that what? This night is corresponds to either you make it or you break it. If you make it, meaning if you Mekayim the Mitzvah, what we have to do, the vart of what? Of getting out of the Sinas Chinam and getting to the Avas Chinam, then you won't have a Tisha B'Av coming up. So if we can, the Meretz Hashem, get out of this Indian, we won't have a Tisha B'Av. It's the same day, though. Because if you're going to miss this Pesach, the Pesach's not going to maturate the way that it's supposed to happen, we're going to end up with Rachman Atzlan Tisha B'Av. So Meretz Hashem, we should be Zeicher, that we should have this Musag of what? Of the Karpas, should not be just be the Samach of Perach of Terah, of learning Torah and getting out of the Shibud, rather it should also be the Inyan of what? Of Torah and Klal Yisrael, because Kuchurichu Barais of Yisrael is Chanhu, there should all be one Musag of Torah in the Karpas and the Musag of Yisrael in the Karpas, of the Inyan of Shishim Riboy that were what? That we're doing that with this Parach and Mitzrayim. All that together should come together to have the Havas Chinam that we should be Zechah, that what? That this Tisha B'Av should not be a Tisha B'Av. Okay, we'll stop here for tonight. Thank you very much for joining.